Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Way of Cross and Dragon by George R.R. Martin. The story first appeared in Omni in June 1979. I read this in the Oxford Book of SF Stories from 1992. Way of Cross and Dragon tells a story of an inquisitor who is sent to investigate a heresy on a distant planet. The heresy involves the veneration of Judas Iscariot, the guy in the New Testament who's meant to have betrayed Jesus Christ. While on the way to the planet, Damien, the Inquisitor, he reads the religious text of The Way of Cross and Dragon, and it tells the story of how Judas was basically the King of Dragons. He was basically a Targaryen, if you've read the Song of Ice and Fire series. In the story, Judas arrests Jesus, chops off his legs, and then says, "Heal yourself, healer," and he essentially follows Jesus round, carrying him on his shoulders for a year while his legs heal. And so with this, Judas becomes his biggest supporter. The story then puts Simon Peter in the place of Judas as the one who betrays Jesus. And when Jesus is killed on the cross, Judas goes on a bit of a dragon rampage around the world, burning cities, burning the unbelievers. And Jesus turns around to him when he resurrects and says, "You haven't listened to my teachings. This isn't what it's about." And then he goes on to say that he's going to besmirch Judas's name and make it so people remember him as the betrayer, and makes Peter the first pope. So to Damien, this is a really interesting story. It's not like the other heresies that he's come across before. He talks to his ship captain about how most of the work he does, his heresies involve kind of technical doctrine changes, little tweaks here and there that are seen as heretical. But this one is something different. This one is dramatic, and it tells a really kind of strange story that he's not experienced before. And he's kind of drawn in by it. There's a bit of he's a bit seduced by it, I suppose. And so he goes down to this planet and speaks to the bishop there. And this is a guy who runs the church of St. Judas. And it seems that this church is growing faster than the space Catholic churches. And he begins to challenge him about this heresy. And they have this really interesting discussion about faith, about truth, about the importance of lies. And the bishop finally admits that, you know, this isn't a story that I had revealed to me. I wasn't talking to God. I made this story up to appeal to the aesthetic sensibilities of this planet. And Damien's kind of taken aback by this and is trying to understand why. And it ends up that the Church of St. Judas is a bit of a front for something bigger, which is the liars, that's with a capital L. And it's basically another church that focuses on the importance of lies. Now, as this story gets to the end, it gets a little bit stranger. Things get a bit more odd. And then by the end of the book, we're left with this really ambiguous sense of, okay, so where's this going? What happened here? What is going to happen? Nothing's made explicit. Nothing's made clear. I'm not going to spoil the last third of the story because it's well worth reading if you haven't checked it out already. Have you read it? What did you think? I'm on Twitter. Let me know. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show at Short SF Review. I'm posting all these episodes onto my website, which is johncronshaw.com. So if you've got something to say about the episode, find the episode, leave a comment. You can also friend me on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw, that's John without an H. Find me on Goodreads. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a comment on iTunes. You can subscribe on there. You can also listen to the show on Audioboom and Stitcher and Blueberry and TuneIn Radio. It's all over the place. So leave a good rating. That'd be brilliant. So until next time, cheerio.